to date, January 25th, Shamrani Devi Puri. Yeah.
Is it going to be added to the new Gita Guchi?
Is it what?
Is it going to be added to the new Gita Guchi?
I believe so. Madhukar is actually in charge of making the new songbook. So he's the best one to talk to, but I'm pretty sure. Agyanam timirandasya gyananjana salakaya Chaksuramilitam yena tasmai Sri Gurave nama. Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Twadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya namo nama. Yam pravrajanta manu Dvaipayano viraha taruvajuhava Putriti tanmayataya taravubanidus Tam sarva buddha vidayam munimanatusmi
tastya kamadi taranga madhi kripa maitvam sharanam prapadyam vrinde namaste charana Tavaivasmi, Tavaivasmi, Najivamitam Vina, Iti Vigyaya Radhe, Tam Nayamam Charanantike. First I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Diksha Gurudev. Nijalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Par Astotra Sat Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Shiksha Gurudeva. Nijalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Par Astotra Sat Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. To all of our Guru Varga, our disciplic succession of self-realized gurus, and to all the assembled devotees. So as I think I mentioned yesterday, our fearless leader, Vamsi Bhadana Prabhu, asked me to make the theme of these classes to be the holy name, glories of the holy name, because of all that we do in Krishna consciousness, to become Krishna conscious, that's the main thing. There are 64 limbs of bhakti, like taking shelter of a bona fide guru, following the instructions of previous spiritual masters, taking initiation, chanting, hearing, remembering, worshipping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, carrying out the orders of Krishna, worshipping the deity, observing holy days, 64 items. And of all of them, 9 are most prominent. Hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping the lotus feet, offering prayers, becoming a friend, surrendering everything. And of those 9, there are 5 that are most important. Chanting the holy names, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from pure devotees, associating with pure devotees, living in a holy place like Vrindavan, Mathura, Jagannath Puri, serving the deity with faith. And of those 5, 3 are the most important: hearing, chanting, and remembering. Chanting means chanting the holy names and chanting the glories of the Lord. These are the 3 most effective means for God realization. Then out of those 3, the most important, which includes all the other processes, is chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So since that's our main means, and all other activities are meant to facilitate our most effective chanting, that is chanting without offenses. Offenses means disobeying the order of the spiritual master, blaspheming the pure devotees who've dedicated their lives to propagating the holy names of the Lord, giving an imaginary meaning to the holy names, disobeying the orders of the scriptures, sinning on the strength of chanting, considering that the effects of the chanting are equal to the effects of material pious activities, being attached to material things despite hearing so many instructions, warning against material attachments, preaching the glories of the Lord to the faithless. These are the 10 offenses to chanting the holy names. So to become free from those offenses, we engage in all the other processes. But the process that we want to perfect most is the chanting. For example, in order to perfect our chanting, there are 4 instructions that are given in Shastra and followed by all of our disciplic succession of spiritual masters. And that is being more humble than a blade of grass that's been trampled on by others' feet, being more tolerant than a tree which never asks for water, never asks for anything from anyone, and yet it always offers everything it has, its bark, root, fruits, flowers, shade, everything for the benefit of others. Whatever anyone wants, the tree donates. Offering all respects to others and not desiring any respect for ourselves. In this humble state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. And by chanting the holy name of the Lord constantly, one becomes free from all the effects of offenses and sins, which are the cause of our miserable condition in this material world. One very great devotee named Queen Kunti, she summed it all up, why we're suffering in this world. Bhaveshman kleshamananam avidya kama karma bi. We're in this material world and suffering the varieties of miseries, like miseries caused by others, miseries caused by the body and mind, miseries caused by nature. We're suffering these threefold miseries because of our past sins and offenses. And those sins come from ignorance, avidya, kama, karma, bi. By ignorance, we engage in material sinful activities for our own sense enjoyment, hurting others. And the result is threefold miseries, torture at all times by the body, the mind, and so on. So we want to become free from all obstacles to the chanting. And our Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, gives many meditations and prayers that are sung and remembered at any time of the day, and that can also be remembered while we're chanting. In our songbook, we have various songs of prayer. Prayers to Guru, prayers to Vaishnavas, devotees of the Lord, prayers to Krishna, prayers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, who appeared in this world 500 years ago in order to teach by his own example how to develop love of himself, and prayers to Radharani, Krishna's better half, and all of her associates, all of Radha and Krishna's associates. And those prayers we sing, we just finished singing during the bhajan time, and those prayers are remembered by the devotee also while he's chanting Nam. Not that we're reading at the same time as we're chanting. Many devotees ask about that. Can I read and chant at the same time? That would make everything very easy. But that's not the process. The process is I read, then I remember. I hear and then I remember. It's not that I listen to a tape of Srila Gurudev giving a lecture while I'm chanting, but I listen and then I chant and remember. Shravanam, hearing. Reading is also within the category of hearing. Why? Because previously this message was spoken, and later on, when Kali Yuga began, this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, which is characterized by this one verse, Prayena Apayushak Shabya Kalavismin Jage Janaha Mandak Sumanda Matayo Mandapagya Hipatutaha. In this age of Kali, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, men have but short lives. Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Sudarshan Prabhu Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Damodar Ki Jai, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. So this age of Kali, or the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, is characterized by the fact that men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. So, why did I mention that? I lost my track when the DVDs opened. Does anybody remember why I mentioned that verse? Right, and not listen at the same time as chanting, not read at the same time. But then how did we get to that verse? You know why we're having a hard time remembering? Huh? Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that at every moment we change our bodies. That's why in the womb, we go to the womb right after our previous body. But we can't remember anything of our previous life. In the womb, we're suffering so much, and we're praying to the Lord that I promise that if you just get me out of here, this misery, then I promise I'll be your devotee when I come out of the womb. But coming out of the womb is so torturous. Coming out upside down, being slapped by the doctor, full of blood, and then immediately surrounded by relatives, giving the baby full attention, oh how cute, how adorable, and immediately we forget and think that we're in the center of the universe. So because we're changing bodies, even though now it seems we have the same body, our Srila Prabhupada said, if you have to remember something that happened 3 minutes ago, you'll have to dredge your memory to remember it. So, because of our fallen condition in this age, we need assistance. So the chanting, it's like Prabhupada gave the example that if I take a picture, not now, now I have digital cameras, and every picture comes out clear, and then I can just put it in my computer and it comes out great. But the olden days, those of you who are my age and you remember manual cameras, if you take a picture and then you don't click it, and then you take another picture and forget to click it, then you take your 32 pictures and bring it into the camera studio, and you're so much looking forward to remembering your family picnic and so on. But then when they give you back your film, it's all black because one picture was over another, over another, over another. So since the beginning of time, we have transmigrated throughout 8,400,000 species of life due to our sinful activities, which is due to forgetting Krishna. So, in our different lives, we collect impressions. Now I'm an aardvark, Now I'm a snake, now I'm a dog, now I'm a demigod, now I'm a fish. And we collect all kinds of impressions. And those impressions go one over another over another. And they cover the mirror of the mind. So by the chanting process, Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadava Minirvapanam, the first installment of the chanting is that it cleanses the heart of all the material dust, of material identifications that have been accumulated for millions and millions of lives. So that's a very interesting camera example. We get completely so full of dust that when we look, try to see ourselves in the mirror of our mind and heart, all we see is the dust. Oh, I'm a lady, or I'm a man, or I'm being threatened by others, or I'm a thief, I'm paranoid, or I'm very angry. This is all dust. It really has nothing to do with us. I'm 20 years old, I'm 50 years old. This is all dust. So in order to help us, so that because especially in this age of Kali, we have short lives, we're quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and always disturbed. So we need help for chanting. So our acharyas have given us very good help. Once in the year 2000, we were with Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Gosai Maharaj, in his England Harikatha Festival in Kent, England. And we were all singing the songs that you sang earlier today, the bhajans. And in the middle of it all, Srila Gurudev came and sat down on the couch. He'd come back from his morning walk. And he said, if you simply chant Hare Krishna, he said, yeah, what will happen when we chant? He said, you'll be full of all material desires. What? He thought you could be free from material desires. So we didn't get what he said, but then he explained it. That is, you're already full of material desires, and all those material desires are going into your chanting. So the holy name, who is a person, not just the name, but Krishna himself, like if you chant anybody else's name, or if you chant a thing, apple, grapes, and the apple and grapes isn't there, or if you chant to a person, a friend of yours, and that person isn't there, chanting their names isn't going to make them there. Chanting apple and grapes is not going to make the apple and grapes there. Because the name is relative, it's not absolute. But Krishna's name is absolute. That means his name is non-different from his form. His name is non-different from his pastimes. It's non-different from his qualities. So, by chanting Krishna's holy names, we're praying to that person. The chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is not just a prayer, it's a mantra. Mantra means, man means mind, and tra means that which delivers. That which delivers the mind from the agitated, mundane platform to the blissful spiritual platform. How? Because Krishna is actually not different from his name. So we're actually praying to that person who is not different from the mantra to please engage me in your service. Once our Srila Prabhupada was giving a program in Boston in the late 60s. And then after the program, he was coming up the aisle. And in the last row, there was a visitor, a person who used to visit the temple sometimes. And he stopped Prabhupada on the way. And he said, how come we repeat the same thing? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So Prabhupada said, that is love. You're calling out in love, my dear friend, my dear friend, my dear friend. So those are all simple beginnings Another time Prabhupada said, when you're chanting and repeating, you're praying, please engage me, please engage me, please engage me in your service. So those are simple nutshell meanings of the holy names. And much more elaborate meanings and essences are given in his lectures, books, and the books and lectures of Srila Gurudev. So I'm going to share some of the things that I learned from Srila Gurudev about the meditations. So as I mentioned, he said, if you just chant Hare Krishna, then all your material desires will come in. And Nam, who is non-different from Krishna himself, he won't be very happy. Like, suppose I invite you to come, to visit me. And then you come to visit me, and then I totally ignore you. You're not going to be happy, you'll just leave. So if I'm inviting Krishna to come by chanting the holy names, and then I just fill my mind with material things, or anger, or material desires, he may grant me those material desires, which will ultimately bring me misery anyway, and he himself will just go away. So what did Gurudev say then? Therefore, because we were in the middle of chanting bhajans, he said, therefore, you should chant these songs before chanting the holy names of Krishna. Why? Because our acharyas have sung in the first person singular. That is, when, oh when, will that day be mine, when all my offenses ceasing, taste for the holy name increasing. When, oh when, will that day be mine? And so many beautiful prayers. When in a secluded place will I be chanting the holy name and completely forgetting the phantasmagoria of the whirlwind of material existence and dictations. I won't let any of that enter my ears, and all diseases will go far away. When by chanting, again and again, my hairs will stand up in ecstasy, my complexion will pallor, I will tremble, and experience all the ecstatic symptoms, and feel overwhelmed with praying, and become stunned, devastated by that praying. When will I become very sincere, so much so that I won't be able, I'll have such a great taste for chanting that I'll be chanting non-stop. I'll be lost in ecstasy, and all of my bodily activities for bodily maintenance will go on automatically without my thinking about it. Then, O Gurudev, I know that I will be a recipient of your mercy. So that's one song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or actually I combined two songs. So he's speaking in the I mode, first person singular. So what happens is, first, Srila Gurudev said, we pray to whoever wrote the particular song, say in this case, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we pray to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that right now, this song for me is just words, just ink on a page. My heart is not melting, my tears are not coming when I chant this prayer. It's your prayer. You're the one who wrote it, and you're the one who feels it. So please make your prayer my prayer. Please make your words, which are non-different from your heart, non-different from my heart, make your prayer my prayer. So praying to the author of the song in that way, then and also praying to our Gurudev, because he's the one who came to get us. He's the one who, it doesn't matter how many anartas means There are four kinds of anarthas. Anarthas means offenses to the holy names, offenses to other living entities, offenses to the deities, offenses to the holy dham like Jagannath Puri. Or another anartha is desiring to enjoy in this world, desiring liberation. Liberation means just want to merge out and lose my existence, become one with God. Or desiring heavenly enjoyment. Being confused about what is the goal of life and the process to get there. These are all anarthas. Being envious of others, being a hypocrite. These are all anarthas that are described in our scriptures. So, I want to be free from those anarthas, and by praying to our Gurudev, he doesn't care how much anarthas we have. He's personally, whenever he's personally with us, he's not just seeing our body or our mind or our intelligence, but he's seeing our soul and all of our soul's wanderings for so many births through so many different species, and all the sins and other coverings of us. And just like a mother with a little baby's passing stool, urine, burping, all that white stuff comes out of the mouth, screaming and pulling the parents' glasses off and kicking, but still the parents love the children and they just want to nurture them, give their breast milk, and they don't really care about the nonsense of the baby. So our Gurudev is just like that with us. But all the other acharyas who are in our line, who are separated from us and who we never met, going all the way up the disciplic succession to, say, Narottam Das Thakur, even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Lalita, Vishakha, all of those great personalities who have come from the spiritual world just to give us Krishna consciousness, they may consider what to speak of Krishna. He considers whether we're surrendered or not before he listens to our prayers. Sharanga Sharanagati Hoibe Jahar Tahara Partana Sune Sri Nanda Kumar. Krishna listens to the prayers of those devotees who are Sharanagat, or surrendered to him, which is a very, very high state. Surrender has the symptoms of giving up everything that's unfavorable for our bhakti, accepting everything favorable, thinking myself the most fallen so that Krishna will have to deliver me, thinking that Krishna is my only protector, my only maintainer, which is all that is here in those songs. So all those other personalities, the personalities who are being prayed to in the songs and the personalities who have written their songs, they may consider whether we're qualified before they listen, qualified with surrender before they listen to our prayers. But Gurudev makes no consideration. So first we pray to him, and then we can pray to anybody else. So within these prayers, we're so, so fortunate, unlimitedly, we can't even imagine how fortunate we are that our acharyas have given us these prayers with all the tattva siddhanta, with all everything we want to gain, everything we want to be free from. Like one song to the Vaishnavas, O Vaishnava Thakur, please give me the six kinds of good qualities of a devotee. Being very humble, being more tolerant than a tree, being equal to all the good qualities, please take away my faults. Faults like envy, greed, over-collecting, make me free from the pushings, the six pushings, like the pushing of the tongue, the pushing of the genitals, the pushing of the belly, pushing of the anger. So all these prayers for what we want to get and what we want to give up are all here in these songs. And there's special power in these songs because the authors of the songs are Sharanagat. So we sing their songs, we remember their songs, we pray to them, first praying to our Gurudev, that make this prayer my prayer. And then, during our japa time, Gurudev is explaining here, we remember these prayers. Because the chanting is not different from the prayers. The chanting means, please engage me in your service. And these prayers are expansions of that sentence. Let's say, for example, oh my dear friend, this is one prayer by Narottam Das Thakur. When will that auspicious day come when I will wander in ecstasy with the Lord of my heart on the banks of the Jamuna? So Gurudev said the most important word in our vocabulary is when. But a very qualified when. Not when will prasadam come, it's late. Or when will I finally be appreciated? When will somebody ask me to sing the kirtan so that others can appreciate my great melody? Not those kinds of when. Or when will my disease go away? Not those kinds of whens. But when, oh when, will that day be mine? When all my offenses to the chanting of the holy name ceases, and taste for the holy name increases. So one meditation that Srila Gurudev urges us, and Srila Prabhupada also, if we carefully read his books, is to meditate on the prayers in the songbook. This songbook and all the songbooks, like Sharanagati by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kalyana Kalpataru by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prarthanam by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. So remembering the songs and at the same time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna externally with my tongue and internally remembering the prayers. There's so many prayers at the beginning of the songbook, which is in the invocation of the songbook, to various personalities. I don't know if you... Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Siddharshan Prabhu Kijai, Shri Shirada Damodara Kijai. Like prayers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, prayers to Jamuna, prayers to Yogamaya, prayers to Navadvip. Here's one prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we can learn these prayers, memorize them, and then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and internally remembering these prayers. Sangsara dukha jalado patitasya kama krodadinakramakarai kavali kritasya durvasana nigatitasya nirasrayasya Chaitanya Chandra Mamadehi Padavalambam. And at the same time, remembering the English, which is, O Chaitanya Chandra, trapped in the evil net of material existence, I have fallen in the ocean of misery. Okay, so I'm in the ocean. All right, so why don't you just swim to the shore? But the problem is that there's a net around me. All right, so just pull yourself out of the net. But the problem is, I'm being devoured by the crocodiles and sharks while I'm under the net of lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy. Not only that, but simultaneously, my hands are chained behind my back by the chains of wicked desires. So I'm chained by wicked desires, not even my hands in front of me, but behind my back. I'm under the net, with my hands tied behind my back, chained. The alligators and crocodiles of lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy are devouring me at the same time. And I can't even breathe because I'm under the water. So this is my position, O Chaitanya Chandra, O Lord Chaitanya. So, in other words, I'm quite destitute. If you don't deliver me, what will be my situation? Please give me shelter of your lotus feet. So we don't have to wonder what to think. Anything that we think from our own accord, it's just the babblings of material nature. It's not really us. Our identities, which we think we are not really us. An example is given in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by Śrīla Śukadeva Goswami, that in the ocean, sometimes bubbles pop up, like with the waves, the bubbles pop up, and they're there for a moment, and then they pop and go down under the water again. So those bubbles that are coming up are our material identities. I'm a king, I'm a prisoner, I'm a snail. And all of the paraphernalia of this world, which I consider as reality, they're also just like babbling sea waves. And ultimately, they're just like, ultimately they come to just atoms, dead atoms, bungalows, trees, whatever. They're just ultimately dead atoms. There's no reality there. But then why is there assembly of reality? There's assembly, semblance of reality when something is reflecting something else, isn't it? Like if you have a tree, for example, on the shore, on the bank of a river, and then in the river, there's a semblance of that reality, except that whatever is in the river is upside down. The roots are on the top, the branches are on the bottom, plus nothing is really made of what the tree is made out of. Everything is made of dirty water, muddy water. So if I try to get a fruit from the river, a fruit. Oh no, it's just muddy water. Well, wow, there's a flower. Oh no, it's just muddy water. And that's why everybody's always frustrated by all attempts for happiness, because there's no real substance here. It's just a reflection of the reality. So my identity is also not really my identity. So by singing these prayers, gradually what happens is I get what's called Sukritis. I'm engaged in acquiring Sukritis by singing these songs. When I actually have pure bhakti, then I'm doing bhakti by singing the songs. My songs are bhakti, my songs are reality for me. And I weep and I roll on the ground and I tremble. And I'm at that time feeling my real spiritual emotions, the emotions of my soul. Otherwise, all the feelings that I have are just the material nature that I'm identifying with. So, as I sing the prayers, I'm collecting Sukritis. And these Sukritis, spiritual pious credits, are creating sanskaras. Sanskaras are impressions on the heart that create one's identity. And identity comes when there's repeated activities, which make repeated activity makes for impressions on the heart. Just like if you have a rock and there's drops of water coming from a a faucet that hasn't been turned off properly. And so drops of water are coming on the rock. And at first nothing's happening, but gradually something starts happening. And as the saying goes, every drop of water withers away the stone. Or another example Gurudev gave, I have a rope and I have my rock, I have my big boulder. And I take that rope and I'm going back and forth and back and forth. And for a while nothing is happening. Gradually something starts happening and that rope starts making an impression on the rock. So even though our hearts are like rocks, in fact, in one of the prayers, the author says, why has destiny must have given me a rock instead of a heart. Otherwise, I would have taste for the glories of the holy name, taste for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When our Srila Prabhupada was translating and commenting on one of the prayers of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who's lamenting like this, Srila Prabhupada said, lamentation is purification. So as we lament through the prayers and pray, and at the same time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And thinking of this, gradually our identity gets changed from the sanskars, the impressions. There's many, many more things to say. So we'll continue tomorrow. I'll just do a couple more now, and there's so many things to continue with tomorrow. The glories of the Lord are unlimited. Once, back in the early 90s, when I first met Srila Gurudev, I asked him, or I admitted to him, that I seem to be spending half of my time judging others. And that person's a this and this, and look at that and that and that. And I spend the other part of my time worrying that somebody's judging me. Well, I just said something, I hope nobody heard it. Or I just did something, I hope nobody saw it. Or I just did something yesterday, I hope nobody remembered it. And I heard that somebody was speaking about me. Terrible. I have to do something to get back. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Let's see, what am I going to do? Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. So Gurudev said, you should have no time to think of these things because you should be always immersed in these prayers. They not only better occupy the time, but they actually change our identity. Now ask now if there's any questions or comments. And then we'll continue tomorrow because it's almost 8.
Since I came to India, I saw many of the lectures are being done. And
can everybody hear him?
Since I came for Kartik, I saw many devotees chanting japa while lectures are being done. Is there anything
to say about that?
Because I also heard that the transmission of the message or the connection between the Vyasadeva and us, you know, there's a direct connection. So if you're concentrating on something else, how will this connection be there? What can be done? Should we chant while listening lecture? Should we not chant while listening lecture? What is the correct thing?
If the chanting, somebody may be chanting because it's helping him to focus into the lecture. He's not really paying attention to chanting. So then the chanting is helping. But if he's trying to listen to the chanting, you can't do both. Like somebody gave the example that you're watching a TV show and at the same time trying to learn a slok. It's impossible. So it's impossible to actually surrender to the holy name and surrender to a lecture that's been going on. When Srila Gurudev was giving a lecture once, somebody was chanting, And he said, if a conditioned soul is giving a lecture, you can chant. But not while a pure devotee is giving a lecture. I asked him once, because he was giving a darshan, and I know a little bit of Hindi, but I don't know any Bengali. So it was back in the 90s when he was giving a darshan in Bengali, and I really wanted to get up and go. I was thinking, it's better if I go back to my room and put on a tape of him giving a lecture in English. So I can relate, I can laugh with him, I can say, yes, I'm going to follow that. So I was very fidgety and everything. And I started to get up, and he told me not to get up. And I asked him, is it better to listen, to be with you when I can't understand a word you're saying and go to my room and hear something English, or is it better to sit there? And he said, it's better to sit there. Because from the physical presence of the pure devotee, he explained that even if he's not saying a word, Shabda Brahman, or transcendental sound, the reality of transcendental sound, which is Krishna himself, is coming from every pore of his body. And prema is emanating from every pore of his body. One of your god sisters asked Gurudev, what are you doing when you look at us like that? What's happening? And he said, prema is coming. So, does that answer it? Certainly we can't count our rounds. We can chant any time, but we can't count our rounds when we're chanting and listening to Harikatha, unless I don't want to hear what the Harikatha person is saying, but I want to be in the temple waiting for the next speaker, who I do like, and I'm not really hearing, I'm just chanting. That's another thing. But it's not good to do that so that others can hear, because they'll get confused and wonder if they should do it, or maybe it's not a good speaker, or, you know, it just confuses the thing. But for one's own Krishna consciousness, one can turn off somebody who's speaking and just listen to the names and count that, but not try to do both. Not drive and chant, not read and chant, not sing and chant. I once asked Srila Gurudev back in the 90s if I can have a prayer book, because I was accustomed at that time, from having his association, to having a prayer book of the prayers of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, asking for direct service to Srimati Radhika. So I asked him, can I keep that on my lap, and then look down at it every once in a while, and then when I think I got it, look up, remember it, and then chant. And then every once in a while, look down again. And he said, yes, you can do that until you get mercy, which means you haven't gotten mercy yet. Mercy means that there's a flood of all those prayers and pastimes coming, and I become flooded with tears. And as that song goes, Kabhi Habhi Gurudev Kabhi Mor Sehi Dina Habhi, then I'll know that I have your mercy. Does that answer the question?
Yes.
Any other questions or comments? Or ifs, ands, or buts?
If we just can't finish our rounds in a day, is it okay to make them up the next day? Is it like...
What else can we do?
I mean, opposed to like...
staying up late?
Like just, yes, as opposed to staying up late so that it interferes with my service. Like, I could stay up late or I can just do them tomorrow. Do they still count the next day?
Well, the real thing is the affection. Sometimes Gurudev says that don't go to sleep until you've done 64 rounds. Don't eat anything in the morning until you've done one sitting of without break, doing 21 rounds. And sometimes he stresses more the quality. We were discussing 2 days ago about Haridas Thakur, who chanted 3 lakhs of rounds a day. which is 192 or 4 rounds, which is an incredible amount of rounds. But at the same time, and his glories are unlimited, at the same time, one of the new things that I learned from Srila Gurudev when I joined him in the 90s is that Srila Rupa Goswami is hundreds and thousands and millions of times more advanced than Srila Haridas Thakur. But he could barely chant, in some days he could barely chant one round, because on his first Hari, he would become unconscious and be unconscious for hours. But when he was unconscious, he was absorbed in his internal identity as Rupa Manjari, engaged in Radharani's direct service, which is the fruit of the chanting. So I think you can probably answer your own question. Regarding staying up late, if it's going to ruin my next day, then not. And if it's not, then yes. Otherwise, leave it for the next day and make it up. But the main thing is the affection with which we chant, as we were discussing tonight, and we'll continue that tomorrow with some very deep things to meditate on. Any last question? Okay then. Srila Gurudev ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Harina Maha Mantra ki jai, Goprimandi. Kirtan? Bhajan? Is he coming back?
Whatever.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Param Gurudev ki jai, Param Gurudev ki jai, Bharatpura Gurudev ki jai, Paramesa Gurudev ki jai, Sri Vaishnava Sarvabhauma, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki jai, Rupanath Guru Vara ki jai, Sri Rupa Sanatan Bhati Raghunath, Sri Jeeva Gopala Bhati Bhati Goswami Prabhu ki jai, Prem se kaho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithi Ananda, Shri Advaita Kadadha, Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vindhi Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop, Gopiko Govardhanda, Shri Vanamika Shri Vajmanda Vatama Ki Jai, Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Shri Bhakta Bhakta Vindhi Ki Jai, Jagannath Baladev, Subhati Siddharshan Prabhu Ki Jai, Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai, Gop Premanandi,
Hari Hari Vala,
Om Vrindai, Tulasi Devyai, Priyai, Keshava Shucha, Krishna Bhakti Pade Devi Satchavacha Namo Nama Pancha Kalpati Rupyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavane Pyo Vaishnam Pyo Nama Dhanavai Dhanavai Dhanavai. There's some new people in the back. Maybe you can make friends with her. She's just behind you. She's from Czechoslovakia. There's a girl and she has two friends with her. Maybe get the names for the Hare Kata mailing list. Huh? Oh, it's okay.
Хорошо встали, хорошо сидели.
А, спасибо, спасибо.
Yeah. Please. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah. It's a nice spot. Yeah, it's nature is. A few other things as well. A few other things.